Well, it looks like we are starting our next podcast, and this one will be a bit different because all the podcasts that we've done so far on this channel have been entirely different. I am your host, Vincent Baker, and today I'm joined by a guest, Ronald Raymer, the third.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, that's my guest today. Now, if you don't know who Ron is, then this podcast is perfect for you because this is meant to be an introduction to a fellow teammate and good friend of mine. So, for those of you that don't know Ron, he's been helping me out not only as a friend but as a team member of Vindicate Entertainment. He likes to go to game stores and speak with them, trying to make some connections, and he also helps us out at conventions. He is, he's been pretty reliable and a very great help, and he's also, you know, offered to take me out to dinner, which is very nice of a friend to do, so I really appreciate it. He also brings me chocolate, so he's like the,
Don't get me started about it. Oh my god. My mother literally gives me a hard time, like, oh, you're going out with your boy friend? I was like, hey, he's my friend.
Yeah, I just now made this connection, actually. I've never really thought of it that way. But, you know, the dinner and the chocolates and stuff. I mean, I'm not sure if you have an ulterior motive, Ron, but maybe on this podcast we can get it all out on the table.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So, let's go first thing up. Tell me, now this is going to be a little self-indulgent on my part, but what's your favorite thing about Vindicated Entertainment?
My favorite thing about Vindicated Entertainment? The fact of the matter, I think that my favorite thing about Vindicated is that we all connect kind of like a family. Sometimes a dysfunctional family, sometimes more of a functional family. It all depends. But in general, we all connect in our own different way. Between the fact of the matter that we all get along and enjoy just creating games, playing them at a table, having a live stream, just sitting down and spending time with each other is one of the things I really enjoy about Vindicated. And being able to help, like, one of my best friends here just move forward with this business and all his life goals, I'm excited to.
Well, I really appreciate that. I definitely love our little family that we have. And it's definitely growing, and I'd like to think that we're growing together. So that's very nice. I appreciate it. What's your favorite moment that you've had with Vindicate Entertainment?
My favorite moment? I had to think about that one.
Right on the spot.
Right on the spot.
Ron didn't even know that he was doing this today until he showed up, and I was like, hey, we're doing a podcast.
I was like, okay. I'd say my favorite moment, honestly, was...
At least one of your... It doesn't have... Maybe saying your favorite is a little too much pressure, but
one
just
of my favorite
one
moments
of your favorites.
Is when we played... What game was it? The Binding of Isaac, Ink for Souls. It was actually kind of really fun just seeing everybody just go at each other and enjoy the whole fight and the competitive side, but also teamwork. But in all honesty, my favorite thing is just going to Ocha to you my first time and playing Spellslingers and seeing everybody get together, like a not even a family, more like a gathering, people who you wouldn't think... And you can have all different in their own different way, just getting around and enjoying the game.
Yeah, at the Ocha Tea Bar, it's a place in downtown Greenville where we live, and it's not a place that we usually have card games, but they were very nice and open and friendly to allowing us to show people the game. And so we ended up playing Spellslingers with, like, little kids and like, parents and people of all ages. And that was a lot of fun, and that's something I didn't really think that you would bring up, but that's cool, because, like, I just wasn't thinking about it, but yeah, that was a really cool moment. And as far as the Binding of Isaac Four Souls, you can actually watch that on YouTube. We have it recorded. It's one of our live streams. It was a lot of fun. The game was a lot more fun than I expected. I definitely recommend playing the Binding of Isaac Four Souls, even if you haven't played the video game, because I've never played the video game. But it's a fun card game. It's pretty easy to pick up and understand, and it seems like there's a lot of depth to the mechanics and how you can actually play.
I also heard the game actually just recently came out at Target.
Oh, the card game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you can pick up the card game at Target. So, that's pretty interesting. It's pretty cool, though. I guess good job them, whoever them is, whoever made the game. All right, Ron, so now we're going to jump off of Vindicator Entertainment stuff so people can relate to you on a little bit more of a personal level if they are a little newer to us. What's your favorite video game?
My favorite video game? I'd honestly have to say Binding of Isaac.
Okay, going back to the Binding of Isaac.
It's not more because of, again, like, I picked the Four Soul because I like Binding of Isaac. That is one of the reasons, but because I thought the mechanics were interesting back in the day when we played that. But my favorite thing about Binding of Isaac, honestly, was the ideas. It brought back the ideas of me playing Zelda as a child. Going through that, and then brought down the whole idea of the roguelike, but more in an adult manner. Which not many games can grasp on it. That's why games like Enter the Gungeon I've also really enjoyed. And because it runs across that roguelike feeling in general. Just mainly bullet hells.
Yeah, I like the idea of something that taps into sort of your childhood nostalgia, but in a more mature way because you've gotten older and more mature yourself. I actually think that's a big reason why I like Borderlands a lot, because it reminds me of an M-rated first-person shooter version of Ratchet and Clank.
I understand that completely.
Yeah, because it's colorful, the world is crazy, there's these weird monsters everywhere, you have these crazy guns.
Oh my god, I love Ratchet and Clank.
Yes, Ratchet and Clank's amazing, Borderlands is just a mature version of that.
Yes, I was just disappointed with Ratchet and Clank when that came out, because I was just like, they took a lot of the stuff from the original game out that I thought really added its own flair to the game.
Are you talking about when they remade the original one?
Yeah.
What did they remove from it that you
parts
missed?
Of the space station were removed from the game. The ice climate areas that were really difficult, they shortened them up and cut half them out. Even the tropical area that a lot of people really enjoyed, where you can go through all the sewers and stuff, they took out a lot of missions out of there. So some planets you didn't even get to visit in that game that were originally in the original, which to me cut a lot of good content out.
Yeah, for me it felt weird playing. It felt like it was a really good game. I didn't get to finish it, unfortunately, because someone stole like half my games. But while I played the first half of it, I enjoyed it, but it felt kind of different. I don't know. It's like I feel very mixed opinion on it. Because in one hand, it's nice to see it looking like super good graphics and see it remade and retold. I think that's exciting. On the other hand, it's like, just feels a little off.
That's what I said. I was just like, it feels a bit off. But for those who are first playing the game, they'll enjoy it. Like, we've never played the original and stuff like that. I think right there, it's a good pickup point right when you start.
Now, here's a controversial Ratchet and Clank opinion. I think the second game is the best. It's at least my favorite. I hear a lot of people say the third one is their favorite. I even think Game Informer gave that one a 10 out of 10 and like ranked that one the highest. I think the second one and the third one are very similar, but I think the third one was cheesier, whereas the second one was cooler.
Oh, yeah.
Which is why I like it, because the second one is the first time you get to get a really like high level armor. You get like the it's like an all metal like knight looking armor. Don't get me wrong. In the third game, you get the Infernox armor, which looks amazing. I think it's debatable which one looks better. The Infernox might even look better than the Carbonox or whatever the second one is. But in the second game, they had like this like desert level where you could like get raritanium. And then they had, like, a snow level you could, and they had these giant monsters that would come out. The bad guy was cool because they looked like Doctor Doom, sort of, but they had, like, this like, hoverboard glider that they'd ride on.
Yeah.
There's, like, a train mission, like, all this cool stuff. And then the third one had a lot more with, like, the Space Rangers, Captain Quark, these dumb-looking robots, and just corny-looking stuff. So, I don't know. I really like the second one. But, yeah, so what's your favorite game series? Is that different than
The
Binding of Isaac? Okay, cool. Because for me, my favorite game and my favorite game series is different as well.
Because people ask me all the time when I talk about Binding of Isaac, it's not really, to me, it's not a game series.
Yeah, it's not. It's at least not one yet. Yeah.
Because there are two games to the series, but, and technically there's a third game in the same universe coming out, which is Bumbo's Quest. I'm excited about that as well, but I'll be honest about it, it's, to me, not a series. Not yet. Until they get, like, another game released yet, and like Bumble's Quest, I'm not going to count it as a series. But, one of my favorite games in a series, honestly, is more of a Japanese bullet hell game. And you hear me talk about it left and right, which is I'm always going to say Toho. I'm always going to joke about it because it's, I don't shut up about it because it's one of my favorite things I've always really enjoyed.
Yeah, don't get this man started talking about Toho. He'll talk about it forever.
For those who don't know, Toho is a bullet hell shooter that's back from the Windows 98 era. And it's been getting new, it's pretty much a game created by a single developer. So, with layers and layers of black MIDI and music over, like, random bullet hell and stuff like that always coming at you. In general, the game is good for its story. You know, a lot of time for each one having different incidents and stuff. And what I think each character in the game is based off a yokai or something in Japan. Japanese mythological little stuff.
Monsters, yeah.
Yeah. But it's definitely a very creative game in general, and it's still getting new additions, like the Toho 15 is coming out, I think, if not 14. I always forget what the numbers are, but it's something about like demon animals and stuff like that, which I'm really excited to hear.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. I haven't really looked into Toho stuff that much, but you pointed out their radio station, which is, I think, Gensokyo Radio.
Gensokyo Radio is a fan radio that runs music, a lot of music from the fans, 24/7, and it's locally in Tokyo. So, but you get a lot of music from different artists, even over in German music to sometimes Spanish. That's rare, but sometimes. So you'll get a lot.
It's a good radio station. Like, it has really good music.
They have archives and archives and archives of different music, including just recently now getting their new app, which shows you all the albums. If you ever run across a song you like, you can rate it if you're logged in. And you can give them more suggestions what you like through their Discord as well, and they'll play songs based off request.
All right, cool. So now let's go into, I know a lot of our audience, understandably, are huge fans of anime. So what would you say is your favorite anime?
Oh, gosh. I can already tell you that one off the bat. Fullmetal Alchemist. Brotherhood.
Okay. So how do you feel about the original Fullmetal Alchemist?
So I'm not split between, like, the idea, like, well, I hate one over the other one. I actually like both of them.
Okay. Because don't spoil the ending for the original.
I'm not going to spoil any of the endings.
Okay.
Because I've actually seen the movie, and I'm going to say that now. If you're watching the original, you need to watch the movie after to understand the full plot line.
Okay.
But for those who watch the Brotherhood, there are different key points to halfway of the story. I won't tell anything about the story, but when you get halfway through a lot of the story, it starts splitting off to where each one is, like, think of like a family tree where it splits off in different directions. You'll see it differently from one anime perspective compared to another one. And there's different opinions that go between each one.
Yeah, okay. I tend to hear that opinion a lot, which is good, which is, a lot of people I know, at least, that's watched both of them, have said that they enjoy both, they just prefer Brotherhood. So, that's pretty cool. I need to get around to watching the original. I've seen some of it, I never finished it, though. So, but yeah, it's a really good anime series. I have some friends that have watched a couple episodes and gave up on it. Makes me so sad, because even though it's not my favorite anime, I really respect it. I think it's a really great anime. I think it's really good for a lot of people, and I think it covers a lot of different aspects really well, so I think it's something that kind of, you know, a lot of people need to watch, and I feel like a lot of people would like it if they saw it through to the end. Who's your favorite character from Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood?
I'd have to say either Roy Mustang or just the cockiness of General Armstrong.
Okay, are you talking about the female Armstrong or the male one?
Male.
Okay.
No, female Armstrong is just a terrifying person. Well,
I think she has more of a cockiness to her.
Oh, she does. Okay. She does. But when I look at Colonel Armstrong, I look at him and I just laugh every time, because he's always just like one moment out of nowhere trying to flex his muscles or do something stupid.
Oh yeah, but yeah, he's a good character. She's a good character. Roy Mustang's amazing. I love just the snap and fire. So, pretty cool stuff. And actually, thinking about it, that's actually how I met you, like, as a friend, because you came into the store I work at, which is an anime store, and I think you either had a Full Metal Alchemist hat on, or you're asking for a Full Metal Alchemist.
I bought it.
Cloak actually. Or something. Oh, you bought the hat?
I bought the hat because you guys actually sold it there back when you had the Character World store. And about a couple years later, I went to get the cloak. That cloak still sits in my room. Actually, it's still hanging up. And I think I was working on doing a cosplay for Edward Elric. I gave up on it. I gave up on it, went back to it, and I'm just giving up for now. It's more one of those things that's like hard to get back on the train for because it's, I don't see myself looking good in blonde. And at the same time, it's just like, there's a lot of stuff I want to try to do, and I want to do it from scratch to feel more of that appreciation toward it. Because, honestly, my opinion, yes, you can jump in anime, you can jump in a cosplay contest, you can jump all that stuff, but honestly, you feel more proud of yourself when you do it from scratch. And that's what I kind of really want to do with cosplay. But yeah, that's how I met you mainly. Is like, I went through here like, hey, I want to get one of these. And I was asking about Rolling Mustang costume as well.
Yeah, it's all coming back to me now. Who would have thought that this podcast was basically the Boomerang Television Network? It's all coming back to you. All right, so what would you say is one of the most underrated things that you really enjoy? It could be an anime that you really love that no one seems to like. Like Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood, a lot of people seem to like it.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a video game that you seem that you love but not a lot of people like. It could be anything. And this can be a tough one. I'm not even sure if this is a question that's applicable to most people, but I know for me personally, there are so many things I love that so many people don't like. So this is a perfect question for me, but I'm curious if you have anything. Okay.
Yeah, you actually stumped me on this one.
That's okay. That's okay. It's first time with these questions, so I'm seeing what works and what doesn't work.
Holy shit! I've never been stumped that much on that.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. We'll move on for now. We might come back to it. We might not. So let's go to the next one. Going back to Vindicator Entertainment. What's one of the best moments you've had with someone that is a supporter of what we do? Whether it be like some support that we've had at a convention, maybe through our Discord channel, maybe through YouTube or a live stream, just any connection or anything brought on by someone else. Like, what's a moment that you remember that you like? That time that guy hit you in the face. I'm joking.
Oh, memories. Oh, God. Anyway. Honestly, I wanted to say one of my favorite moments, honestly, of, like, just spending time with other people in the group and stuff, I would say would have to be just... I never say it any better. It's the Ocha Tea. When I went to the Ocha Tea, I can never get over that. Because one of my favorite tea shops, one of my favorite places to go on a day to relax, and I'm just like, oh, they're having an event going on. And my buddy's gonna be there. I was like, I might as well go over there and help him out. Help him enjoy it and have fun. And I was just like, and he could walk in. I'm just like, they're already playing a game and everything. I'm like, oh my god, can we enjoy this? Because it's this going in to me and just playing games like with Vince and playing games with playing around with some of these games with Jeff, Caleb, and almost everybody in the Vindicated group, including like Zach and Will. I got to really enjoy playing with all these games with a lot of people that I find really close to me.
Yeah, no, I mean, shout out to Ocha Tea Bar. If you live in the, if you're ever passing through upstate Greenville, or the Carolina upstate, I guess is what they call it, if you're ever in that area, be sure to check out Ocha Tea Bar. They're awesome people, they have great tea. As Ron just pointed out, it's one of his favorite places, one of his favorite tea shops, so definitely go there. So our final question, I'm going to say, is a parting gift. This is something that you want to give to the audience before leaving our podcast. This could be a recommendation of a new show you've been watching, maybe a new album that released that you love. Maybe this is a life lesson you learned, or just something that you can just sort of say has helped you out, or something you've greatly enjoyed recently that other people should check out or do.
I'd honestly say with a parting gift relating more toward, because I know a lot of people nowadays are going through a lot of hard times, going through a lot of stuff. I'd say like this, I know times get hard, I know everything can get rough, there are going to be people bigger than you try to push you around. I'm going to say it like this, it doesn't matter what anybody ever thinks, you just keep doing what you're doing and know that you're doing amazing at it, because no matter what happens, you got to keep moving forward. Because everything in the world can try to pull you down, but it doesn't matter. Because as long as you stay strong, stay diligent, and stay focused, you can get anything done.
Yeah, I agree. You have the power, you have the control, even though a lot of people like to pretend like they have it over you. Even when it seems like they do, ultimately, you know, it comes back on you, and you just have to keep moving forward. And I think a lot of times, too, we forget that we have friends, or we have people, we have family. We have people that care about us, you know, and if you're listening to this, I promise you that we care about you, you know. We have an awesome Discord community. I'm always open to people reaching out to us on there, talking to us, you know. I can't promise that we can always respond instantly, but, you know, I look at this whole thing as building a community and growing together and being a part of something bigger than just, you know, a Walmart transaction or something. Like, this is something way different than that. And so, you know, I've had people open up to me, too, like, in private messages, like, on Discord, especially, and tell me, you know, things that they're going through, their struggles and stuff like that, and that means a lot to me. So I think what you said, Ron's awesome, and, yeah, if you're listening to this, you know, thank you so much. We're just now getting these podcasts rolling out. We're just experimenting around, so hopefully you like it. If you did, let us know, so we know that people are listening to it. Let us know what you'd like to see from us next. And as always, stay awesome.